This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of an It Was a Thing on TV live show that Greg and Chico recorded on Stream Lounge back in April on the Mockbuster from the Asylum Titanic 2. Just so you know, because this was recorded back in April, it was before what happened with OceanGate, so don't go in expecting Greg and Chico to make mention of it, because that did not happen back when they recorded it. But really, a crappy ass Logitech PS3 controller? Really? We'll be back with the regular rotation of episodes in the Wednesday spot at PTBN Pop next week, but until then, here's Greg and Chico talking about Brooke Burns.
An anthology about the bad, the short-lived, and the forgotten shows and events in television history. This is It Was a Thing on TV.
Punisher, control!
Hey, before I change my mind!
I give you Super Train.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special live show here on It Was a Thing on TV. Greg here. With Chico, and you know what, Chico?
What, Greg?
I cannot believe this. We are going to watch a sequel to one of the most beloved movies of all time.
Greg?
Yeah?
It's not a sequel.
Wait, what?
It's not a sequel. The movie we're about to watch.
Yeah?
It is called Titanic 2.
Yeah, it's Titanic 2. Of course it's going to be Titanic 2. This is going to be Titanic 2. Jack's back. I've been looking forward to this for years.
Jack's dead, man.
What?
He did.
He dead?
No. He did.
He dead?
He's the bottom of the Atlantic. He's a Jacksicle right now.
Oh, no. So, why is this called Titanic 2?
Because 100 years after the events of Titanic, so April 14th, 2012, in the future year of 2012, somebody gets the idea. I'm going to build my own Titanic. And I'm going to sail the exact same route, and I'm going to call it Titanic 2.
Oh my god, that is genius. That is absolutely genius. So okay, surely this Titanic's gonna have blackjack and hookers, right?
With blackjack and hookers.
But okay.
Yeah, no.
No. But okay, I got a good cast for this. This is from The Asylum. Now, The Asylum is that company that makes those straight-to-video mockbusters.
Can I give you a brief Asylum filmography?
Oh, go ahead.
Give me a second here. Doing live research. We have Megafault.
Megafault.
Titanic 2, which we're about to watch. Alien versus Hunter.
Oh, clearly a knockoff of Alien versus Predator.
Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
Oh, that's terrific. Mega Shark against Crocosaurus.
Zombie Apocalypse.
Zombie Apocalypse.
And Jonah Hex and True Grit.
What?
That's actually... What? Hold on.
What?
Wait. That's wrong.
Oh, good. I was like... Did they combine, like, two Josh Brolin movies?
And their latest... Are you ready? Are you ready for the latest one they did? It just came out this year.
What is it?
Actually, it's not even out yet.
Oh.
Attack of the Meth Gator. You know what the Asylum's filmography reads like?
What?
I don't know if you remember Designer Imposters by Parfum Decor.
No.
It's like, if you like Giorgio, you'll love Primo.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you can smell like a designer cologne or perfume for drugstore prices.
Yes. But okay, we have, I guess, a name cast in this movie?
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, in the male lead, Bruce Davison, of course, crooked senator from the X-Men movies, also the dad in Harry and the Hendersons, the TV series. And in the female lead, he plays James Maine.
James Maine.
Yeah, no problem remembering that name. I'll be here all week. Anyway. And in the female lead, played Kim Patterson, the pride of Texas, actress, model, and award-nominated game show host, Brooke Burns. And, oh, and future It Was a Thing on TV Hall of Famer.
That's right.
If I have to schedule Dog Eat Dog and Pepper Dennis on the same week, she's going in the Hall of Fame. If not next year, then the year after.
Okay, now I mentioned this in an episode last year. The reason we're doing this live show is because there was an episode of Omnibus talking about Titanic 2. Not this movie. There was a real-life like billionaire who wanted to make a Titanic 2. So they
Yes, Australian tycoon Clive Palmer was his name.
Yeah. So they did an episode about Titanic 2, and I posted in the Omnibus Futurelings group the trailer for this movie. And Ken Jennings himself actually commented and said to my post, "Wow, I've worked with Brooke Burns for so many years, and even I did not know this." So let it be clear. Ken Jennings, the co-host of Jeopardy, who works with Brooke Burns, did not know she was in this movie until I posted it on Facebook.
And if Ken Jennings is listening, we are so sorry for gimmick-jacking you guys. Except we're not really. Anyway.
Oh, and directing this movie. He's directing, writing, and starring in this movie.
Shane Van Dyke. Yes, the grandson of Dick Van Dyke. And we have another Van Dyke in this
movie. Oh, we do? I didn't know we had more than one Van Dyke.
We have, yes, Carrie Van Dyke.
Carrie Van Dyke. What's the relationship with that family?
I'm looking at it right now. He is also Dick Van Dyke's grandson.
Oh.
He's Barry Van Dyke's
grandson. Son. Barry Van Dyke's son.
Yes. His brother Shane.
Brother Shane.
But I don't know if Stacy Van Dyke or Jerry Van Dyke are in this movie, but Carrie Van Dyke and Shane Van Dyke are both in this movie.
Okay,
so we
good.
Have two brothers playing two different people.
Two different people in this movie.
No relation in this.
All right. So before we start this movie, let me just give you the plot. Like, okay, the Titanic 2, it's going to chart the same course 100 years later. So I'm sure nothing is going to happen. I'm sure they're going to have a smooth voyage, unlike the first Titanic, and it's all going to be all right. It's not going to go all right. Yeah, this is not going to seem awkward, but Chico had to be interrupted while we were talking about the Australian guy who made the Titanic 2. So this is going to seem very weird that we're going to bring this up all over again. So, okay, let's go back about the Titanic 2, the real life version again.
Yeah, Titanic 2 was actually going to be a real life a real-life replica of the Titanic built by a tycoon, Australian tycoon, Clive Palmer. He wanted to construct a modern-day replica to sail the same route as the original. It was going to be shove off on in 2016, then 2018, then 2022. Now here we are in 2023, and the website that was registered to Blue Star Lines has not been updated since 2018.
Oh, so this is like a scam, like the Captain Power reboot.
Yeah. Basically.
That is fantastic. Well, you know what? Unlike that Titanic, this Titanic 2 is going to float. So, all right. So, we are watching this on Tubi. Tubi or not Tubi, it is on Tubi.
It is definitely on Tubi.
Yeah. So, you'll have it on the stream at the 0000 mark. I'm going to give a 5-second countdown, and when I say play, get play, okay? So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. The Asylum presents Titanic 2.
Doesn't even waste time getting into it.
That's not the Paramount logo.
Who are all these people? You're not Jack.
Who are all these jabronis?
Who are all these jabronis?
Oh, trees. Ice.
Trees. Ice. I don't see foreshadowing at all.
No.
I just don't.
No, why would you? There'd be whales here. We're certainly getting a lot of shots of this iceberg. Oh, look, it's stock footage from the Fortress of Solitude.
You don't look like Superman to me.
Is he really going to go surfing in the cold? In early April? Oh, no.
No, this is bad.
Oh, crap. He's going to hit the big one.
Why is this even happening?
Ooh, hang ten, bro. I don't remember any surfing in the Jim Cameron Titanic.
No, this is new.
Yeah. He's going to take...
Yeah, I'm extreme.
Yeah, I'm going to take another wave. Where's that bear from TNC Surf Fact design on NES? Oh no. Oh crap, it's another big wave. Is he gonna beat the big wave? No. No, I guess not.
Because there's nothing bad about that.
No.
Really.
Oh, now we're in office.
Sir, this is Domino's. No one calls it NOAA.
Okay. Oh, that is clear. Oh, God, that is the worst green screen I've ever seen in my life.
Ice.
Oh, you think? You think there's not going to be anything good about this? Oh, look at that helicopter. You can totally tell it's real. You can totally tell that's not CG. Meanwhile, oh, look at that.
Okay, so that's supposed to be Titanic 2, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they managed to source out the Queen, the QE2 or the Queen Mary or
something.
Whatever this boat is supposed to be.
Whatever this is acting as. These people are like, yeah, look at that, Titanic 2.
Now it's actually the RMS Queen Mary.
Oh, okay.
It was used as a stand-in during the departure scenes and for some interior shots.
Oh, cool.
But the ship had previously stood in for the SS Poseidon in the Poseidon Adventure, and the original RMS Titanic in previous entry, SOS Titanic.
Oh, nice.
Meanwhile, we have somebody who's obviously supposed to look like Kristen Dunst, but isn't, and Brooke Burns.
Yes. Oh, we have a helicopter. That's very dangerous, landing this helicopter on this boat.
Because nobody ever tried to land a helicopter on a boat before. Yeah, that.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Sure, why not? I got nothing better to do with my time. By the way, that is Hayden.
Yep.
Hayden Walsh, played by Shane Van Dyke, who wrote this movie, so of course he would be the stud.
The stud. Oh.
No. Wait, what? He wants you nowhere near that guy with all the women hanging around him. He means no.
No. Bleh. It's not fine.
Sailing, sailing over the Amy Main. That was terrible. I apologize.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you made it look like a rust bucket up front, and then inside it's like, well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure the people who died on this ship are just happy. They're just happy that this, they made another version of this ship. The Titanic 2.
Whoopee.
Yeah! You don't look like Captain Smith to me.
No. By the way, Captain Howard, played by D.C. Douglas, and D.C. Douglas, if I can bring up his CV here, was in Sharknado 2, Aquarium of the Dead, and Isle of the Dead.
Isle of the Dead. Boring.
Okay, that is not Brooke Burns. I thought that was Brooke Burns. That is not Brooke Burns.
Oh, damn it!
That is Amy Main, played by Marie Westbrook,
who?
She was in... Actually, she's more of a voice actress. Oh, okay. She was in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Cyberpunk Edge Runners.
Oh, hold on. Look,
Baki Hanma and Rogue Company.
Rogue Company. Look at all these people. They're enjoying themselves on the boat. They're like, yeah, we're going to have a good time on this boat.
You're not going to have a good time.
No, if you're on a ship that's called Titanic, you're going to have a bad time.
Get off while you still can.
Get off this boat. Oh, yeah, they're going to make history.
Brother. No, they're not brothers. That's Elmer. That's Carrie Van Dyke.
Oh, these people, they're all going to die on this boat.
Could be worse. Could be on a ship called the Poseidon.
Oh my god! That crappy ass flyover.
I never got a flyover when I went on a cruise. No. Just saying.
No. The only time I ever get a flyover is at like the national anthem at a baseball game.
Now I've never been to Northampton. I've never been to Southampton, so I don't know what it looks like.
Well, Southampton, England, you mean?
Yes, but if they're, but oh, are they going in the other?
They're
direction?
Going the other direction, Chica. They're not going.
So this is New York City.
Yes,
as evidenced by the Statue of Liberty here.
Yes, so they're going the opposite direction
on a ship that looks like a crappy poser model. Of course, poser is like the graphics thing that makes 3D images.
This was done on whatever like version of like After Effects or Final Cut Pro that the Asylum could afford. You got another one of those bad feelings, Captain?
I do now!
Oh, there you go. There you go, Chico.
There's Brooke Burns.
Yeah, finally, at like 15 minutes in this movie. That's like, what? 1/15th of the way through this movie, we finally got Brooke Burns. Oh, you can totally tell this is an...
And they should have given you a better cameraman.
This is totally not a green screen. Oh, my God. And they had the nerve to say the CGI in Quantumania was terrible.
They have no idea. Way to make the science sound like it checks out. There's also no such thing as a good as bad special effects.
My God. Oh, good. I love cannonballs. Love cannonballs into the pool. Oh, no, it's not that cannonball. I'm sorry. He's still shipping champagne like all these hours later after.
He's nursing that stuff. He's not even trying to get drunk.
Ouch. Oh, this is Oscar worthy acting, Chica. Oscar worthy.
Because people think this long and hard about what they're going to say whenever they're annoyed.
She has a lot of earrings.
She doesn't have that many ears, though.
Oh, he's very happy, all right.
Pleased.
Yeah, it must be some party. Oh my God, what a crap. That is a crappy ass. Oh.
You're watching WMC TV, Memphis.
Oh, what a coincidence. Oh, yeah, good. That's not going to be a problem.
Good, you're going to need them.
No. Eh, screw that. I'm going to sip my coffee now. Oh, no.
But that's where I keep all of my stuff.
Collect samples of the snow. Oh, he dropped a canister.
Oh, no.
Oh, he dropped one canister, and look what he's caused. Oh, no.
Hey, remember that thing that we were just talking about?
Yeah.
We should probably go somewhere else now. Oh, this guy.
This guy is screwed.
There's always a guy who just can't help but fall at times like this.
Ah, he got swatted.
And there he goes.
There he goes.
And there she goes.
There she goes. Oh, man. These effects are just so great. By great, I mean terrible. Get up!
Oh, great. Where are we going to fly to now?
Yeah, most of the glacier is cracked.
Because glaciers make sound waves, yeah.
That's not how that works.
Foreshadowing.
This is like the worst party I've ever seen on a boat. Oh, they have no idea what's coming.
Oh, so it's tsunamis in Titanic 2.
Oh, so it's not an iceberg this time. It's a tsunami.
Oh, yeah. At least we don't have to worry about icebergs. Shows what he knows. Pretty much.
Oh boy.
They're
gonna get the Navy involved in this. Oh, there's a submarine.
There's a submarine.
Let's get this cigar smoked.
Because that's definitely a thing people in submarines say.
Oh, yeah, everyone says that on a submarine. She's reading a book about the Titanic.
Hold that thought.
Okay. Oh. Oh, yeah, he's gonna have. He's got three ladies, and he's going to have more than his share of fun with those ladies, if you know what I mean.
This ballroom sucks.
Oh, yeah. This ballroom is terrible. Like I said, worst party on a boat ever. Oh wait, hold on. She's going to make an announcement.
Major announcement.
I love how they have a sign that says behind her, Titanic 2. Boo! Someone dropped the thermos of snow in this.
Someone happened. Dropped the thermos, and now you're all gonna die.
There, that sign that had Titanic 2, pull that direction.
No.
Yeah. All right, just go somewhere else. Yeah, this is Titanic 2. This is like the original Titanic. What? 843 miles an hour? Oh, 15 minutes?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Get everyone off the boat.
Wow, that iceberg is moving quick.
Oh, that ice is moving so super
fast. Wow, that submarine's moving quick.
Oh, yeah. That crappy-ass CGI submarine.
Wow, that dialogue's moving quick.
Do it! We only got less than an hour now left in this movie! Oh, no. Oh, it's going to hit.
That was quick.
Hold on to your butts. Oh, wait, that's another movie.
I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this.
Yeah, I think that.
Okay, so the Navy's out.
The Navy's out. Yeah, she can handle anything.
No, she can't. The moment somebody applies a morph effect to that ship, you're done for.
Done.
This is worse than an episode of Below Deck.
Well, I'm just gonna go outside, get some fresh air here.
That's a lot of ice. And
hey, it's the first gen iPhone
in 2012.
Well, remember, this movie was shot in 2010, so
but they just put everybody on the lower decks.
Well, he doesn't know that.
But she's on the railings.
Be careful.
Yeah, she looks just like a younger version of you.
Oh, God bless you, Canucks.
This ship doesn't look any less fake. Yeah, you can't stop this ship. Watch me.
Oh, raise the alarms, everybody! Everything's fine, okay?
This sort of thing happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, this happens time on the boat. Especially, yeah, I know this boat's called Titanic 2, but... Oh, no. Ah, crap. We gotta go back to our cabins.
Quick! Andy's coming!
We get it. It's not a drill. Oh, yeah. All right, stop asking me your questions. No. Oh. Run! Oh, okay. Oh, everyone's tripping over themselves. Everyone's slipping. There's someone sliding, trying to get off this damn ship. Oh, what are they looking at? You know it's something serious. They're going close by the window. Oh! Oh, damn! Oh, it's a big wave! Everybody, get out! Oh, it's gonna hit! Oh, the giant wave. Everyone's falling. Oh, we really need a Wilhelm scream right there. Oh, and it hit ice. Oh, yep. This is what happens. Goes. Gee, what are the odds? 100 years, and once again, a chunk of ice hits the Titanic. What a man. My God. Yeah, I can't believe it. We hit an iceberg. Isn't that just a coincidence? Oh, Run! Everyone, off the... Yeah, climb the stairs! Yeah, I don't know. We have to go that direction. They literally just reused the same stock footage of that guy slipping. Oh, critical. All of them. You didn't anticipate this. Wait, what? Ooh. Oh, yeah, you think? Oh. Oh my God, everyone's running and we're about to sink. Who wrote this crap? Oh wait, it was me.
Yeah, like I have time for that.
You know, I can't believe this, Chico. What were the odds that 100 years later, the Titanic would be hit by ice?
Help me.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, boy.
Do it. Oh, minor quakes. Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no. How big?
Really big.
Oh, crap. No. Oh, no, they ain't going to do crap.
Nope.
No. I see. Get it! Nobody's gonna tell me to wear a life jacket. Ladies first. All right. Yeah, you get in. You get in. Oh, it, this damn glacier. Damn this glacier.
Damn this glacier.
This glacier's causing all sorts of mess.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, the refueling, that never works. Have you ever played Top Gun on NES? Oh, what? Oh, no. Oh no, the glacier. They just received word the glacier just collapsed. Get everything in the air. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is happening now. Now, the heck did, oh, they got the little, I guess those are little life submarine things. Instead of lifeboats, they got like little submarines. All right, everybody get on the elevator. Come on. Just get in the elevator. Get to the boat. Damn it, it's all your fault. You told me to put on a life jacket. Now the stairs won't work. Yeah, we'll just go through this little hole thing and climb down this other secret stairway while everyone's running for their lives. Well, keep door closed. That didn't work. Oh no, Kelly. Oh. Oh. Come on, get the first aid kit. All right. Oh, this is gonna suck.
Remember, she is a professional.
Yeah, she's a professional nurse. Get all the first aid supplies. Okay. Okay, come on, get up. Oh, see, she got the iPhone. Now she's going to probably listen to that message her dad sent.
Yeah, but it's a first-gen iPhone.
Yeah, that's true. First-gen iPhone probably had, like, the crappiest-ass 3G on it. Like, you're going to get 3G reception.
And this was way before the age where cruise ships came standard with Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, yeah, that's true. He's heading for the turbine room. Oh, dang. This boat is sinking fast. Yeah, sure. Oh!
Did he just punch him out?
Yeah. Ah! Oh, man. Hey, go Nance, the peace. Ooh. Ow.
Ow.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Those are lifeboats. Those are missiles.
Those are like submarines. Those are life submarines.
Yeah.
Be captain of the Titanic too, they said.
What is he gonna do?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously.
It's like everything that is meant to save their lives
is
basically going to kill them faster.
How did the White Star Line had better safety precautions than them?
This wasn't the White Star Line. This was just some kook with a dream.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Explosion!
Nope, no waves. That's a frickin' explosion.
Ah! Oh, now it's on fire. This didn't happen in the original Titanic. There wasn't any fire. Captain. Oh, he's dead. Damn it. Oh, he got a big ass plane. Oh, are we at the refueling station, Top Gun, at this point?
Oh, God. Anything but that.
Wait, what's he looking at? Oh! Oh, no! It's the big one! All right, pull up, pull up, pull up. Okay, that was easy. Oh, the plane is...
Oh.
Well, that sucks. Now how are they going to get everyone off the boat?
Anybody else have any ideas?
Oh, and it was a bad idea to go on this ship. Oh, now the ship's on fire. Ship's on fire. Oh, now everything's all red. I feel like I'm gonna have a seizure now. Yeah, I didn't need this. You can take
it. It's just a shirt.
It's just a shirt.
In record time.
Ooh. One, two, three. Easy does it. Push it up. Ooh. Oh. No. The axe was right there the whole time. Why didn't you smash it? Oh, now she's getting a call.
Oh, now you're interested. We're mean. We're trapped. Oh, for the love of...
Oh. Oh. Crap. Oh, it's going to kill everybody. No. They're all screwed. Oh, God. No.
You mean the ship that just exploded?
The ship? I don't think you've seen the ship, Bruce Davison. It's not looking good. Yeah, do. Yeah, you'll be. Yeah, don't worry. Just do. Follow everything. Yeah, sure. Sure, you will. I smashed it!
If she does what she says, you have a chance. They are, to be sure, stuck in an elevator on board the ship.
Yes.
Okay.
Pass the axe.
There you go. Ah, teamwork. Get up.
A Pulaski episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe they'll find Pulaski's body down the elevator shaft. Where's Richard Dreisert when we need him? All right, smash that. Smash that cable. Keep climb.
You should keep that with our passports. Those are like important papers. Okay.
Oh no. You're going to get out of the elevator. All right, they're all right. They got out of the elevator shaft.
Well, that's a relief.
That's a relief. Unlike Diana Mulder, they got out of there okay. And the ship's still on fire. Yeah, well, in case you haven't noticed, the ship is sinking, lady. Open the door with your axe. Ah. Oh. Go, Amy, get out of that. Come on. You only hold it for so long. A pain in the ass.
Who came up with that?
That guy, he wrote it. Oh!
Uh-oh!
Oh! Oh, Kelly, no!
Ooh. Now she's never gonna sleep with Shane Van Dyke.
Oh, run, water. That was clearly like they probably poured like a garden hose during that scene. No.
Remember, you're supposed to stay in the ship.
Well, they climb over. Oh, we good. We're good.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a nurse, not an electrician.
Oh. Oh, he's going to climb. I see what he's doing. He's going to climb that pole.
Oh.
Ah! He got it!
This is not going to end well. She's going to slip.
Oh, she's going to... He's definitely going to slip. Yeah, you got it, Amy. All right. Oh, yeah, come on. Fire. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh, she's now they're both on it.
Yeah.
Why?
Now they're both on it.
Now they're both on it. Why?
Oh, don't, oh, no. What? Ah. Oh, she got, oh, you got it.
I got you.
I got you.
I'll never let go, Jack.
Oh, God.
I'll never let go.
See, unlike the other movie, there are two room for two people on this pole.
Oh no, is this gonna happen again?
No, what are we gonna have? Somebody's trapped?
Yeah, it's the half. Wasn't it the half of Kelly that didn't make the clearing?
Orange! Orange who?
Oh, Orange, glad I didn't say help me!
Oh, nothing's working.
Nothing works in 2012!
Even in the future, 2 years from now, nothing works. Well, that was completely pointless.
Well, that was a waste. Well, that was a waste of a good 3 minutes.
Yeah, the main event of WrestleMania 39 was less of a waste of time than that.
Oh, dear.
I said it. This ship is taking its sweet ass time sinking.
Any other bright ideas?
Oh.
Yeah, take your shirt off and put this
on. Yeah, take your shirt off. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For no reason.
Gratuitous nudity for 200. And there it comes. And here comes the water!
Here comes the water!
Titanic 3 wet t-shirt contest.
More the water smashes into the.
I am the water king.
Yeah. Now this is all of a sudden becoming the Poseidon Adventure, like. With 20 minutes remaining in this movie.
Okay, we went from Titanic to exploding Titanic to... Oh, we capsized, so... Gosh, again, nothing can happen in a ship called the Titanic.
No, this didn't happen on the original Titanic. It broke in two. Oh, good. Oh. See, that's if Jack and Rose had a suit, none of this would have happened. No, they'd be together forever.
Yeah, or at least until this movie came out, which I guess would be forever, but... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I know what you're thinking. Don't
do
it.
No, Bruce, don't do this.
Oh, freezing or drowning?
Hold on. Does this look like anything?
See, if they talked through this, maybe Jack and Rose could have survived.
Okay, so he's just playing the odds right here. He doesn't need to know where.
He doesn't need to know where. Did you just say new?
New! It was a really bad idea to make another version of the Titanic.
You think?
Okay. Put the mask on. Yeah, you're good. All right. He's not hearing you.
You got a little something. Yeah. There.
Yeah,
he's dead.
Oh, they're running out of fuel.
What?
What?
You want me to do what?
Okay, yeah, sure. You'll do what she can, all right.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there goes that idea. By the way, that helicopter, a USMC branded CH-53 Super Stallion, which I have never before seen in my entire life. I'm a chair, I'm a floating chair.
She's just swimming around on the sinking Titanic 2.
I'm a chair, I'm a chair, I'm a floating chair. I'm a corpse, I'm a corpse, I'm a floating, floating corpse.
Are they now just carrying him up?
It's dramatic.
Oh, okay. This boat must be sinking pretty far deep at this point.
That is a nice looking shirt, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right, at this point, I have absolutely no idea where they're going.
Yeah, we got...
Okay, I know where they're going okay. Now. They're going inside that floating pop tent.
Well, floating pop tent. We got about 7.5 minutes left, so we are nearing the climax of the movie.
You mean this isn't the climax?
Well, I don't know how long the credits are.
It's like every disaster that could befall a cruise ship has befallen this cruise ship. Breathe, you son of a bitch.
Come on, you son of a bitch.
You're not getting out of this that easy. There's still a sequel that Greg and I are going to watch next year.
Oh, that's right. The Supernatural sequel that follows this. Maybe it sets up the Supernatural sequel right here.
Yeah, everybody that died on the first night of the voyage comes back to haunt the second night. I don't know how mockbusters work. Nope.
Now, good night, sweet prince. And that's your movie!
That's the movie!
That's it! That's how it ends!
All I can say is...
We don't know...
Yeah.
We don't know what happened.
People watched that.
We don't know what happened to anybody else on the boat. But that's it!
Yep.
Alright, so what are our final thoughts about this?
I will send the asylum a bill for my time.
Oh.
If you watch this and unironically enjoyed it, you deserve to be in an asylum.
Yeah, you do. You deserve to be in an asylum, baby. Oh, my God. Well, At least we got to see Brooke Burns and Bruce Davison act alongside some crappy green screen. That was fun.
Yeah, we got to see Brooke Burns, Bruce Davison, and some other people. So, well, like I said, they actually made a semi-quasi-pseudo sequel of this film.
Yeah, which was released on Tubi. It's exclusive to Tubi. And it's called Titanic 666. Now, Chico, I'm so angry because I haven't seen Titanic 3 through 665.
Oh, for the love of God, Greg, I don't think you understand how this works at all. I don't think you understand how this works at all.
No. Well, next year, Titanic 666.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, just a reminder of everything that we've got going on right now. We just dropped the new episode earlier today. We talked about Homeboys in Outer Space.
Yeah. If you're watching this on Stream Lounge, yeah.
Yeah, if you're watching this on Stream Lounge, we talked about Homeboys in Outer Space, talked about the Bad News Bears on the Saturday drop, and then Greg has an instant reaction out about March Madness and WrestleMania. And Greg, you've watched both nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You can say unequivocally.
Oh, the first night was much better. It didn't have Shane McMahon freaking tearing his quad. But I will say, Snoop Dogg, he did a great improvisation. He saved that entire segment. He was the true MVP of WrestleMania. Aside from the piece of Cinnamon Toast Crunch that Rey Mysterio
Rey Mysterio against his son and a life-sized piece of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I think that Cinnamon Toast Crunch should... That was
great. I don't know. I want a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch now, and I don't know why.
Oh, definitely. But okay. Coming, if you're listening to this on Podbean on Sunday when this comes out, Easter Sunday, what is going to be coming up the week following this?
The week following, they're doing two shows and a movie. The first show is Going Places. And the second show is I Had Three Wives. And then there's an after-school weekend special. I forgot which franchise it's called, but it's called A Home Run for Love, and it's in honor of Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah, because we got April 15th coming up, which, of course,
yeah,
is Jackie
so
Robinson
that
Day.
That is something to look forward to at itwasathingontv.com. Because this is dropping on a Sunday, what are we talking about? What did we talk about Thursday, Greg?
I gotta remember what we talked about.
It's like it wasn't Homeboys in Outer Space.
Oh, it was Pushing Daisies.
Yeah, and that's our Easter special.
Yeah,
so
go back into the archives when this is finally out on Podbean and listen to that one. Oh, yeah, yep. And we do have the San Francisco Giants Crazy Crab ad, because, you know.
Hang in there.
Yeah, all those kids in Giants land, they love that Crazy Crab. But you know what they don't love? This movie.
No. This movie was a very bad thing on TV.
It was. But until
then. And then they turned around and made a sequel of it. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Well, you have 1 year to wait for that. But until,
and I have 1 year to prepare myself mentally and morally.
But until next time, I'm Craig, and that was Chico, and we'll see you with more things on TV. Row! I'll never let go.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go. Bye.
Bye.